Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, March 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And we have swooping in just in time to save the day, my regular Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. Hey, welcome, Paul.
Hi, Richard. Good to be with you.
Yes, yes, yes. Good to have you, as always, to start my week, regardless of what we may have to deal with in the news cycles. How are things over there with you? And I don't know, I'm wondering what's on your mind.
Well, I'm doing okay. The usual stuff, really. Been following what's going on in Ukraine. I think we did also mention, I thought it was interesting, if not a little depressing, that there was, I think we did mention this. Do you remember there was a young lady outside an abortion center over here who was arrested for, she was on her own, and she was standing, outside, I think on the other side of the street from an abortion clinic, praying silently, and the police approached her. Obviously, there was these maniacal pro-choicers phoned the police, and this young lady, as I say, she wasn't part of a big group protesting loudly, she was on her own, and the police in the UK approached her, and she was arrested, because the police actually interrogated her on the spot, asking her what she was doing, and at one point they actually said to her, "Are you praying?" And she said she was praying silently. Anyway, she got arrested. As far as I know, she was let off without any criminal charges, which I suppose is encouraging, but you wouldn't even assume that would be the case in the current climate in the UK. But there's been an amendment to a previous legislation by a lady Sugg. She's part of the House of Lords. And the amendment now stipulates that you cannot be within 150 meters of an abortion clinic, to pray or to protest or anything now, including prayer. You have to be 150 meters from the abortion clinic. You're not allowed to be any closer than that. So that's an amendment that was brought to the House of Lords by Lady Sugg. Lady Sugg, of course, is a conservative, Richard. Now, she's a part of the Conservative Party. So if you ever needed any proof about, conservatives in name only, or the fact that conservatism means nothing anymore, there's your evidence. There was some pushback from her, but it was all ceremonial by a couple of guys in the House of Lords who protested. It was a very slippery slope we were on, and heading towards the direction of criminalizing Christianity in the country at all, But there you have it. 150 meters now, as close as you can get to an abortion clinic, whether including praying. I presumably that means including praying quietly, silently.
It's completely ridiculous. When I did first hear of that, I didn't even think it was necessary for her to be silently praying, even if someone were praying out loud. But no, that would be completely offensive. But is it, because it's Christianity, is that, do you think that's part of it? I mean, sure, there are different tier levels, how they'll treat people's freedom of speech, depending on the color of their skin and which religion it is.
Well, yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because another thing I could bring to your mind in the UK is at the a few days ago, there was a young child in a school who in fact, he was an autistic child who dropped by accident a Quran. And of course, all hell broke loose because the police were called, and there's a whole investigation into this and everything else. And I think the teacher had received death threats, and the autistic child himself had received death threats. And the police at a public addressing of this. I mean, think about this, that it gets that far. We now have the police calling for a public address to address this issue. choose to talk about things like the irony, tolerance, and of course didn't mention the death threats. That wasn't important. Now, in the UK, threats to kill carry a maximum charge of up to 7 years. So there's your double standard, Richard, because obviously Muslims don't believe in abortion either, but if they can get away with threats to kill, I'm sure they can get away with protesting outside an abortion clinic with impunity as well. So I think that answers your question.
Yes, all too well. Very unfortunate, that just as I would expect. Well.
Yeah, of course. But it really does reveal an odious and concerning double standard, because these people make so much noise, and the police seem to be obviously either terrified of them or pandering to them. You know, both, I think, are at work. And obviously there's political pressure, because the demographics have changed so much in particular constituencies. These people have a lot of leverage with their local MPs and everything else. So, yeah, but this is a serious issue that, you know, you can essentially threaten the child because of someone. It's just such an innocuous thing to drop a Quran, and for such a fuss to be made of it till it gets this far, where the police are doing a public, address about the whole thing, and then to completely ignore it. I mean, the story should have been Muslims threaten autistic child's life because of dropping a Quran. It should have been terrible, terrible, it should have been a terrible slant on Islam in the country. Instead, it was a preaching exercise about how we should all be tolerant. I mean, the irony.
Yes, indeed. And as far as the war zone updates that you're getting over there, I mean, let's see, most recent I have is that Bakhmut is surrounded. Russia has Bakhmut surrounded. In preparation for trying to pivot away from anyone focusing on that, evidently the Pentagon is already declaring that that city is, quote unquote, not important. So,
Yeah, they've been saying that for a little while now, that it's not so important, you know, after, you know, the Mother Teresa over there has, you know, stated right from the start, but just how important this is, and including he's still, you know, digging in there, because apparently there's some serious tension between Zelensky and Zaluzhny, the military leader there, who basically wants to withdraw the troops, and in typical let's bleed as many Ukrainians white as we can, Zelensky wants us to try and hold out. Now Zaluzhny knows that this game's over and it's hopeless, and he wants to try and save some of his whatever's left of his soldiers, and you'd expect him to be in a better position, to both guys knows how serious and how bad the situation is there, first of all, and secondly they care more about his soldiers. But Zelensky wants to keep this thing going. The whole idea is to keep this going as long as possible, because I think it's a lot more difficult to try and sell the idea of a lost cause. You see, if you withdraw from Bakhmut, it's very difficult to then claim you need fighter jets and tanks and all sorts of stuff and ammunition to continue the fight and to try and take it to the Russians if you're actually withdrawn from there. It's a hopeless case, you understand? This is not so easy then to say, well, can we, you know, have these weapons to fight a battle that doesn't exist anymore, you know?
Yes, well, yeah, we'll see how it develops, because there's certainly a lot more cold sentiment both from European protesters, and well, certainly we're hearing more voices speak out in the U.S. or even starting to get some former Congress and Congress people speaking out a bit. I think I was reading something of she didn't try for another term, but yeah. A Tulsi Gabbard was even speaking out, and then some of the Congress critters actually were willing to second the notion once they heard her speak, and then they were willing to say yes, we, you know, we're against this continued funding as well. Let's see, Representative a Republican from Florida was the example I saw. Representative Matt Gaetz. So he told the Epoch Times he supported her advocacy to end U.S. financial support for the Ukrainian military. I know a lot of, even the leaders, not just the people in Europe, are really getting a cold on this in a lot of the countries. Well,
yeah, I saw there was, I don't know how large they were, but there were protests in Australia over the weekend that they've had enough. They don't want to be associated with this. They were waving Russian flags. Some of the flags said, "We stand with Russia." No more expansion of NATO on the Russian borders. No more funding to NATO for U.S. Wars. And also, I mean, there's been protests across Europe as well like this. You see, once people start informing themselves about this, they start to realize there's two sides to every story, and that Russia, you know, whether you condemn that war or not, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, who give the background and then say that it was, you know, they still condemn it. Well, I'm not in that camp because it makes no sense. What were they supposed to do, you know? If they acknowledge everything is the way it is and there's been all this expansion and this provocation, well, then you have to act. And unfortunately, it's a horrible situation. But yeah, it's the same in Europe. There's the same over in the Ukraine. And as far as Bakhmut concerned, I think there was this kind of encapsulates it perfectly. If there was any doubt, this came from a Ukrainian commander. He said there's more Russians attacking the city of Bakhmut than there is ammo to kill them. You can't get more. You can't get more damning than that. That came from a Ukrainian commander.
Indeed. So yeah, even in theory, with the best marksman, certainly very poor training. What we're hearing from Ukrainian forces, quite the opposite.
Well, they're running out. Yeah, it really does hit the nail on the head. I mean, I don't know whether he's exercising hyperbole there. I mean, I would assume so. But he might actually be literally. He might be literally talking. This is coming from the insider. But you know, to say that there's actually more Russians than there are ammo to kill them, that really puts it in perspective. If anybody has any doubts about how serious the situation, and yet Zelensky says, "No, fight on, lads. You know, keep fighting, fighting with what? What are you going to do? Throw stones at them?"
Indeed, whether hyperbole or not, I agree with you there. I mean, but, you know, too little too late, but, you know, we do have some shifting sentiments just on a lot of the perspectives over here. You know, a lot of people just group things in the big category of so-called wokeness, you know, now that that term has been popularized so much. But the big companies though, like BlackRock and or was it Blackstone, the ESG policies are even BlackRock, impacting. Yeah. Well, there was I was reading about a Blackstone something else recently as well. So yeah, Blackstone defaulting on a 562 million CMBS, as it keeps blocking investor withdrawals. That was just a real estate landlord, Blackstone, that exists as well, just defaulting on a lot. But no, I mean, you hear a lot about a lot of these big companies, which are completely connected with the banks and everything, that are, even they are getting the impact of the, you know, the diversity hires, you know, the ESG, the inclusion, diversity, all this sort of requirements that a lot are pushing away from that. Let's see. Oh, Lori Lightfoot, she lost. It was a landslide, embarrassing loss for her. Just tragic loss for Chicago, trying to win the mayorship bid again. We have articles like wokeness failing. Democrats got their woke up call with Lori Lightfoot's loss the end of woke and weaponized government is over. Well, I don't know. Let's not go that far. I don't know if we should be having the confetti and celebrating quite yet. But, you know, it just shows how people are seeing just the amount of crime in the, what was it, San Francisco, for example, seeing how much crime after they defund police. We just had in Atlanta, there was some plan under construction for some new police training center. It's set ablaze, and they're saying police are facing off with Antifa right now at this Atlanta construction site for this new high-tech police training center that was being built. And of course, you're not hearing anything about that. You know, I mean, if it were white conservative Christian and white nationalist Trump supporter types, you know, they'd be all over this. It'd be nonstop news.
Of course. Of course. And you would probably find that, you know, if the police over there are anything like over here, you know, you hear about the failings of the police all the time in terms of their numbers and how they're not funded properly and everything else. But if it's a march against lockdowns, or if it's a march for free speech, or if it's a march against mass immigration and, you know, these ridiculous levels of immigration, then they can police just fine. You know, they're out there with their batons and huge numbers. But if they've got to remove a couple of Somalians and they go in there, which is like, I think they were from Somalia in a street in London last year. I think there was a big crowd come out. These were guys who were identified as illegal immigrants. So the police went down there with immigration authorities to remove them. And there was a big crowd come out in the street. There was about 14, I think 16 police. And in the end, the police just left. But if you're a white supremacist, the police wouldn't be leaving. They'd be calling for backup. You know what I mean? It'd be a bloodbath and everybody would, you know, until they got those two white supremacists.
Right. The Biden administration, had this from a month ago. The Biden administration was distributing black resistance flyers to Border Patrol agents during the Black History Month of February over here. They call Black History Month, you know, and that's just another. We've heard like cheering on of these riots, the BLM riots in 2020. Like Kamala Harris was a big supporter of that, you know. So I mean, it's no wonder we have things like this Atlanta construction site of a new police training center having a huge face off right now, and it's a complete blaze. Okay, it's on fire, as I believe still as we speak. Actually, it's a little breaking news today that I received on that one. Jill Biden, nonetheless, the Biden's wife, she's out there saying that allegations questioning Biden's mental capacity are ridiculous. But I have to say, I mean,
Go ahead. Yeah, I think she should shut her mouth and maybe spend more time reflecting on her dire record as a mother with her heroin addict son and her sex addicted daughter.
But I was going to say, I heard a bit of a Trump speech that Trump gave on Saturday. And I don't know, he's starting to sound so over the top these days. You'd think you were listening to Alex Jones, honestly. But, you know.
Yeah, well, Trump, you know.
Well, here, wait.
You know, he hits the nail on the head, you know.
Well, I hear the music, though. Here, let me get your thoughts on the other side, Paul.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. To you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I think the Biden administration might be trying to overcorrect. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use that firearm. So a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to traverse the lower 48 states. Biden got a lot of flack for that, and rightfully so. Since then, 4 more objects have been shot down. Supposedly, the radar has been adjusted to spot smaller objects now. I guess until now, something smaller than a Cessna flew by, nobody noticed. Anyway, Biden said that the last 3 things shot down were likely not from the CCP, but probably from private companies. Wait a minute, you don't know what they are, and you're shooting $400,000 rockets at them. Did our president and our military forget the rule? Know your target and what's behind your target? This is the same guy that doesn't want you to have assault weapons. From now on, when I see something on or over my property, the first thing I'm going to do is start shooting at it. It's good enough for the president, should be good enough for me too, right? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, you were saying you thought Trump nailed it in some regards. So what were you going to reference, sir?
Yeah, well, I mean, in 2016, obviously, Trump, you know, he hits the nail on the head. He says what people are thinking. The problem is when he went into when he took the presidency, then he surrounded himself by a bunch of swamp creatures that were subverting him all the time. And, you know, so it's like Trump's more dangerous when he's, I think, when he's running, when he's out of office. Because if he, I don't know, I haven't been following his campaign seriously, but or closely, but I mean, if he ends up in the White House again, then he's going to have to drain that swamp, which is what needs to be done, you know, because he talked about draining the swamp, and then he went to the White House and surrounded himself by the swamp creatures. I mean, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, if he gets a second chance at that, he'll be very lucky, you know, to end up in that position and not to maximize it after running on a platform, you know, of draining that swamp, you know, to then have a second chance at it if he does. You know, he really needs to do that. Now, I know that's easier said than done, and Trump did some good things as well. I'm not, you know, I'm not hating on Trump, but, you know, if I mean, is it a serious possibility that he's going to, you know, end up a president for the second term? Because he'd be very lucky to get a second bite of that cherry, you know?
Yes. I mean, the biggest issue, I mean, not that I am okay with his support of Zionist controllers, but his biggest issue to me, first and foremost, is how light he's been on this whole plandemic and on these shots. I mean, he's out there. He was out there saying, "I will again withdraw from the World Health Organization, the WHO, which stands for We Hide Outbreaks." Now, we hide outbreaks. It's not the way I would.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
And so, I mean, you know, he's never made up for the fact that he bragged about, claiming responsibility for the fast track of these shots, even though we know these things were in production and plans for 10 years coming, this alleged new technology of with the shots. And some question how different they are from so-called traditional vaccines. That's really not what we're here to debate, Paul, nor that we have the scientific basis. But regardless, I mean, the way Trump seems to be about these shots and about the lockdowns is too lackadaisical. Even if you try to overlook some other aspects about him to say, oh, well, you know, he can help shift things in the direction we need to go at least a bit, this and that. So I don't know. It's hard to even meet halfway when I hear how he has been about these shots to this day.
Yeah, of course.
But anyhow,
that's the problem.
And we hear these claims, concerns still about this treaty from the World Health Organization. Okay, when countries sign the pandemic treaty, it's supposed to be in May that they sign. The World Health Organization will be able to shut down travel to and from any country that does not submit. They'll be able to shut down ports and cripple entire countries. And, you know, we've heard that Biden's been trying to fast track us into that without approval from Congress. I haven't really heard updates yet on how much he's getting challenged or how that is going. But, you know, I mean, some people are more concerned about that as the main issue than others. I think they'll definitely utilize this in future years. They'll combine it with climate change as a way to restrict everything from fuel to food. Fertilizers are being banned by everyday farmers in Germany already in the name of climate change. It's like a three-way attack between equity, you know, the anti-white demographic thing, equity to climate change and the pandemics. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, again, if you ever needed any evidence and proof that these people don't care about the environment, this is all about control, is that, for example, one of the reasons that they say we shouldn't eat meat is because of the methane that cattle and livestock produce. But as far as I know, the Nord Stream pipeline explosion sent out into the environment a ridiculous amount of methane, the biggest release of methane into the environment in human history, as far as I remember, or as far as I know from the article I read. So again, you just see this double standard of, you know, we care about the environment, but we have no qualms about blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline and sending that amount of methane into the environment. You know?
Yes, and we keep hearing about more around the nation and even in Ohio. We just heard an update about another release of some chemicals. Go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, where are all the environmental activists on this issue?
Yeah, I know. Greta should be furious. Well, here.
Yeah, exactly. You'd expect her.
We'll be right back, folks.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And back over to you, Paul. What else did you want to address?
One thing I wanted to mention, I find it interesting. I do tend to follow Douglas McGregor. I don't agree with everything Douglas McGregor espouses, particularly his support of Israel, because I don't really understand it. I don't see how he can be so consistent with his judgments on the situation in Russia, how Russia was provoked, and how Russia's on the right side of history in this argument, and then support Israel, and it completely ignores their land grabbing and the slaughter of the Palestinians. I mean, he refers to Crimea as always having been Russian. Okay, fine. I agree with him. From what I know, it always was really Russian. And he talks about, going back into the 18th century when that was officially became Russian territory. But you're talking about Palestine being essentially, a land that they owned or that they've possessed for the best part of 2,000 years. So anyway, apart from that, I don't know whether he's got a blind spot on that or not, but I follow him. So I was listening. I sometimes listen to Judge Napolitano because he interviews him. And interestingly, Napolitano had a guy on called Phil Giraldi, and Napolitano asked him a question which I thought was a very pertinent question that a lot of people should be asking. And he said, "Who, more or less, I'm paraphrasing, but who is driving this? Who wants this war?" And to my shock and amazement, Phil Giraldi started talking about Jews. I couldn't believe it. You know, he started talking. Yeah, he did. He started talking about the sort of stuff that we would talk about, that, you know, the Jews have a grudge since the days of the Tsar. And then later he came back to another question that Napolitano asked him again, and he gave an answer about Jewish groups and Jewish interests in that region. And I mean, I would have thought, for example, that would have been an opportunity for Napolitano if he's really interested in that question. You see, because people ask those questions. I heard another woman, Trish in Canada, interviewing McGregor as well, and she was scratching her head as to, you know, what U.S. interests have here, and, you know, who's driving this. And she said, like, you know, as a rhetorical question, you know, unless I'm missing something, I don't understand who wants this war. But a bit like Napolitano, not that he completely obviously dismissed it, but he didn't explore it. And I imagine Trish, who thinks it's, you know, it's a rhetorical question to ask, am I missing something? Obviously, she's not going to get that answer from McGregor. But if you told her, yes, you are missing something, and you don't really understand this conflict without understanding the Jewish element of it and what Phil Giraldi was talking about, then you are missing something. The question is, do these people really want to know? There's a lot of people out there who talk about the truth. There's a lot of people on YouTube that really, if you're still on YouTube, you're on there for a reason, because of what you're not talking about. If you have a flourishing YouTube channel today, you should probably be asking yourself some questions as to why, because there was a big culling of anybody who was getting too close to the bone with YouTube channels. So do they really want to know the answer? Even though they present themselves as people who love the truth, people don't want to go there. Phil Giraldi's an ex-CIA guy. He's in his 70s now, so I suppose he doesn't really care about speaking more honestly about it, you know?
Yes. No, that is... It's definitely encouraging.
And if he knows... Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he knows, how many other CIA people know? And how many people do know? You know?
And it's, the point is, people willing... It's not so much them knowing, but that they're willing to say more on the air, more than nothing.
Exactly.
At least. Yeah. And it's certainly.
Yeah, and he said exactly what we say, that these people are now embedded in the United States government, in the White House, in our media, you know, the Pentagon influencing things, and not just, you know, Jewish oligarchs, but, you know, an almost infinite number of powerful Jewish lobby groups. But anyway, Napolitano didn't dismiss him, but he didn't explore it any further. And I'm going to keep an eye on him to see if he has Giraldi back on again, because it'll be interesting if a month and 2 months and 3 months passes and, you know, McGregor's on and, what do you call that other guy, Scott Ritter, who seems to just absolutely hate everything about, you know, Hitler's Germany. But it'll be interesting to see if Giraldi's back on there again, you know?
Yes. Yeah. After that. Because it's a step in the right direction for someone on that sort of platform and that sort of person saying these things. It's a start to bridge the gap, the normie gap, right? To bridge the kosher normie gap. I don't know how you'd phrase it, but I found what I was looking for earlier, the other article that had some quotes from Trump's speech Saturday. And here, let me just, I posted it to our chat too, but former President Donald Trump told his supporters at the 2023 Conservative Political Action Conference this Saturday that he will, quote, never retreat, unquote, and vowed to plow, quote, fearlessly ahead, unquote, because if the Democrats win in 2024, quote, we no longer have a country, unquote. In his nearly 2-hour speech at the event at Maryland's National Harbor outside of Washington, D.C., Trump also declared that the, quote, era of woke and weaponized government is over, unquote, and said he would, quote, demolish, unquote, the federal government's deep state. Quote, we're going to finish what we started, unquote. Trump told the CPAC audience after his president straw poll win. Quote, in 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. I am your retribution, unquote. Now, do you see why I'm comparing him to Alex Jones, Bob?
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to say it's easy to say those things. It's not that easy in the current climate, but it's easier to say them than to do them. And, you know, does a man who's in that position once, does he deserve another chance? I've got mixed feelings about that. I think if you're in the unique position where you have that position once, and you don't drain the swamp or even the, you know, because the problem is Trump has good instincts, but then as soon as there's any pushback on him, he's trying to please everybody. Well, you can't do that. You're either committed to and ideologically driven, and you stay the course, or you don't. You're just going to be, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about people being double-minded. You know, it says they're unsteady in all their ways. You know, they're too easily swayed. You know.
Yeah, here's a little bit more from the speech. Early in his speech to the pro-Trump crowd, the former president said the quote: Republican Party was ruled by freaks, neocons, open border zealots, and fools, unquote. And, quote, we're never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush, unquote. Trump vowed to, quote, expel the warmongers, unquote. And, quote, drive out the globalists, unquote, if he wins in 2024. The globalists. So... I don't know. We have a few callers. I see one already dropped. My apologies there. But we have Charles in Florida. Hey, welcome, Charles. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'll try to be brief. Just reading the truthseeker.co.uk from the British Isles.
Right.
And you know about they're creating phony shortages over in the supermarkets there. Yet they have an example here. No tomato shortages here. I'm in Kherson, a frontline Ukrainian city. It gets shelled by the Russians daily. Not a British supermarket. All the British supermarkets suddenly can't find vegetables. It's all being normalized. You know.
Have you seen any stories about that, Paul, over there?
Yes, I have seen stories about it, but so far I haven't seen any evidence of it. Not locally where I am.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Now, anything else? Good to know, though. And yeah, that is always a good publication. I hear for a lot of good articles. Anything else, Charles?
Yeah, there's a video of a whistleblower that suddenly is just recently turned up dead. He investigated mesozolin, the drug that's like remdesivir over here, used to poison the elderly. The medical profession is just making money hand over fist, getting rid of the elderly. Yes. And then the guy that revealed it all they had the video. I watched it. He turns up dead mysteriously. He says they're all in on it, the police, the military, everything, the cops.
Oh yeah,
the medical profession.
Well, killing doctors
over there in the UK.
Oh, yeah. The world over, in the Western world, I mean, killing doctors and scientists who don't play ball is certainly nothing new, unfortunately. But, good points, as always, to bring up. We're getting a loaded board. Thank you, sir. Clint in Virginia. Welcome, Clint. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Sure. I know you've been harangued a lot to interview Adam Green, but I'd like to ask to consider to interview two people, Ken Caldera and Dr. David Keith. Both are the premier United States geoengineers, and Ken Caldera actually was named Bill Gates's amazing teacher by Bill Gates himself. And Ken Caldera talked about putting pathogens in clouds. Long story short, anyone who dismisses this stuff is doing themselves a disservice, because if they can use the weather not only as a weapon to create droughts and floods, but they can also use it to cause pandemics, real ones, I think that's a really important issue that doesn't get discussed enough.
Okay. No, yeah, we'll keep that in mind. But, I mean, someone who had been a mentor to Gates, I can't see how they'd suddenly be rogue be telling us everything we need to know without being part of the agenda.
No, he doesn't. He admitted this years ago before he started working with Gates.
Okay, well, no, good information. All right, and I'll definitely try to keep them in mind. Clint, thank you. Dan,
sure,
in Washington, you as well. Dan in Washington is up next. Hey, Dan, how you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
Okay. Adam Green interview would be pretty good. You know, I there's points about what Brian says that I agree with, and points. It's fun to debate this stuff. But it seems I got to go back and read that or listen to the speech. If Trump plays anti-war, I think he could do pretty good. But from what I'm hearing about, like, killing, death penalty for human traffickers, he's trying to appeal to, like, the retarded lynch mob vote. You know, like,
we don't want to seem like we're trying to be a magnet for negative elements either. Because just to interject for a moment, Dan, you reminded me of something I really should mention on the air. We had a late caller at the end of Friday's show, and then we had someone calling in complaining. It's from based on what they perceived they heard. It doesn't seem like it was quite what the person had the impression of. Someone thought they heard someone say to kill someone, and really they said hail, H-A-I-L, like you're giving praise to them, you know, like hail Caesar. So they were saying hail, not kill. And there was actually someone saying they donate in the past, so they're not going to donate now because of that. And, you know, I'm mentioning people related to anyone around here that might be questionable regardless, even in jests from callers. But but definitely the word kill, it turns out, and I heard it or the rebroadcast myself, it turns out that was the word kill was not said. It was the word hail. That could be something that could just do harm to the station, and it could come back to bite us if someone ever did anything and then others tried to link it to us, whether justified or not, Dan. And, you know, those points that you make also are always well taken. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Yeah, we just got to watch the Fed posting to make sure if it we always have to add that little legal disclaimer at the end, you know. We do not promote violence, blah, blah, blah. Because, yeah, it's exactly what you said. But, so I kind of lost my train of thought. I don't know if you got any other callers, but... Yeah, I guess I'm not too impressed with Trump. I just feel like I've lost the mojo. And I, you know, people talk about that dark Brandon speech. Remember when Biden kind of declared war on white America? Well, I remember the dark Trump speech, you know, during the middle of his term when he came out and was talking about anti-Semitism and how it's going to end. And they got people working on it. And so I almost think, like, I don't know what's going on with this hate speech law in Florida, but I could almost see, like, DeSantis kind of throwing his campaign, and then people will vote for Trump, and he'll be kind of unclear on that issue, and then he could try to pass that stuff federally. I could see that happening, where DeSantis pushes it, people don't like it, so they go for Trump, but then Trump actually puts it into law. As far as hate speech laws against Jews or anti-Semitism laws.
Yeah, Paul, do you want to respond to that?
You know?
Yeah.
I guess I'm bored, Paul. I got too spaced out for Paul.
It seemed like we were having a little trouble hearing you, too, there. Go ahead, Paul.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, none of these guys not only will address the Jewish issue, but if they ever bring up Jews at all, it would be clamped down on anti-Semitism. It's really depressing.
Right. Here, we have one more call.
You know, look at Trump. You know, okay. His daughter's married to Jared Kushner.
All right, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir. Bye. And we have Mike in Kentucky.
And if I could say one more thing.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Paul?
Well, I was going to say, we, you know, if we took the example of your senators over there in the United States as any indication, we shouldn't be too worried. I don't think for one second that someone on RBN will have been calling to kill someone. But Lindsey Graham has no qualms about it because he recently came out and said, we need to take Putin out. We need to take him out. This is a leader of another country that he thinks it's okay to say we need to take him out.
Right. Well, here, we'll have to get to the last caller on the other side of the break. But stick around, folks, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we'll help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hey, welcome. Thanks for holding, Mike. What's on your mind?
I'm jumping back a little bit on a couple things here. But, yeah, with Trump, I have my doubts, have my reservations, too, as far as that old adage goes, doing the same thing over and over again is a definition of insanity. But the progression of events are, you know, the ballot box. When that doesn't work, you might try the jury box, but then after that's the cartridge box when it comes to trying to avoid people getting killed. You know, there's a lot of history to back that progression up. You know, you end up with a cartridge box if those civilized ways don't work. So, and I heard something the other day that if you're not listening real close sometimes to RBN, you might hear something you think you heard. I had to go back and listen to what I thought somebody said was somebody threw a brick into their business, and it was we skipped the break, which is bad for business. But
quite a difference.
The methane stuff. I'm glad to hear you talking about that, because it was at least three, wasn't it? Three out of the four pipelines that blew up. That's what I'd heard. There's like multiple pipelines that blew up, not just one. The Nord Stream pipeline actually was in a corridor with three or four others, and you see that in the United States. My parents live next to one where there's three running in the same right of way, and there's been multiple cases where pipelines blow up here in America. And sometimes it doesn't get much coverage because it's out in the middle of nowhere. You know, maybe it makes a big mushroom cloud and it scares some people, but the news might mention it in passing. But I found two of the ones that I know about in Kentucky aren't even listed on the Wikipedia list. But methane in the Arctic is particularly bad because, like you said, I heard five times the global warming effect. But all over the Arctic, because of the lack of mastodon in the last 10,000 years and you know, maybe less herds of furry buffalo and caribou and stuff like that, the scrub brush and forests are 35 degrees warmer than the Celsius. The year-round climate, and that is melting the tundra. It's melting the tundra in a lot of places. There's way more methane up there than humans could ever do.
I don't know. From the sources I've heard, I hear gases that humans alter on the planet do not have to do with the warming and cooling cycles. This has to do with the sun, and there are multiple cycles.
That's true, too. That's a big factor, and we can't do anything about that. But where was the ice age? If getting rid of all these cattle's going to affect things, where was the ice age when the mountains of buffalo skulls were photographed where they were shooting them and getting rid of them on the plains of America? We should have a real bad ice age, got rid of all that methane, all that buffalo farts. I mean,
Paul, would you like
happen.
To respond? Paul, would you like to respond to Mike while we're running out of time here?
They killed off a lot of buffalo.
Yeah, no, I pretty much have nothing but the music at this point. Well, thank you for closing
all
the
right.
show with us. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you, Paul. As always, speak again soon, folks, if you keep this station running. Yes, indeed, Paul. So, folks, please help out with a donation so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.